Welcome to Conversations in Business with RSM, where we talk to business leaders and experts to gain valuable insights that will help you move your business forward.
Hi, everybody. My name is John Jones, and with me is Ozia Ahmed, and we are both tax directors with RSM South Africa. In this episode of Conversations in Business with RSM, we're going to discuss the question of how tax can become a strategic pillar of your organization. So as we know, you know, in the tax world, both at a local level and at a global level, it's changing rapidly. And in the past few years, we've seen significant changes in the international tax world with the introduction of the OECD BEPS action plans, country by country reporting. And now we're seeing the implementation of the global minimum tax, more commonly referred to as Pillar 2. And from a South African perspective, all of these international developments are impacting on our local legislation, and we've seen significant amendments over the past few years. Over and above all of these legislative changes that are ongoing, it's clear that the tax component of an organization has created increased reputational risk. And as a result, organizations need to improve their understanding, governance, and oversight of all of their tax matters. We only have to mention names such as Starbucks, Amazon, Apple, Google, just to mention a few.
Yeah, John, and you know what we're seeing in the practical environment and in practice is that revenue authorities are becoming significant disruptors within the tax environment, you know, particularly in implementation and use of technology that's available. You know, these new technologies allow for like real-time data and digital data collection, use of data analytics and machine learning, which together make it easier for sharing of information between tax authorities. And this creates significant challenges for businesses, you know, whether the business operations are international or local, and therefore they need to ensure that they develop a clear strategy around tax for the organization.
Yeah, absolutely, Azir. And I think that, you know, many organizations really view the tax function as merely a factor of ensuring appropriate compliance and making sure that their filings are done on time. I think as tax practitioners and consultants, we often receive inquiries from clients which simply state, how do we reduce our taxes or how can we implement efficiencies in our tax environment? And again, it's really aimed at reducing tax. But given the increasingly complex environment that all of our organizations are operating in, it's necessary that an organization's corporate strategy is aligned with the tax positions that it takes and in the way that it behaves from a taxation perspective, rather than just trying to achieve the lowest possible effective tax rate or ETR. Your tax risk needs to be aligned to the overall goals of the organization, and it can't be left in isolation. Also, the tax strategy within the overall corporate strategy would refer to how an organization would manage its tax affairs and its responsibilities, just keeping in mind its stakeholders' concerns.
Yeah, and maybe just to flow on to that or add on to that, you know, from our perspective, to manage a tax strategy that aligns to that of the overall corporate strategy, you know, consideration will have to be given to whether taxes are managed appropriately, you know, that tax risk is within the risk profile of the overall organization, and whether or not the tax department is operating effectively and efficiently and working fully with all other aspects of the business. You know, incorporating tax into any strategy, whether global or local, should enable an organization to both manage its tax risk and to a degree its exposure to tax, you know, controversy. And this should add, you know, significant value to any business.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. And what we see in the real world is that organizations often do not include tax when they consider significant changes to the business activities, whether those are in the realm of changes to the business model or the introduction of new products or services. And as a result, it increases the risk of tax exposure for these businesses. Very often, tax is introduced at the end of the process, and it's regarded as a consequence rather than something that can be proactively managed and factually should be proactively managed.
Yeah, and a tax strategy should also be, you know, specific and should be designed to meet the needs of an organization and its stakeholders. Hmm. You know, often that doesn't mean that the approach and strategies adopted by certain organizations may be as beneficial for others. A couple of years ago, for example, everyone was looking to set up structures in Mauritius due to the supposed beneficial tax treaty benefits. But I mean, this doesn't work for everyone. In each organization will have to look at its specific needs and ambitions and strategies.
Absolutely. And I think also, what gets forgotten is that tax can very often be a significant cost to an organization. And therefore, to the extent that tax can become a fundamental part of the strategic development of a business, it may be possible to actually achieve a degree of tax certainty. And that can give an organization some comfort on how much tax may or may not be payable during a particular year of operation. But you can only achieve this if tax is proactively part of the strategic decision-making process within a business operation. As the tax world continues to develop and continues to change significantly, the tax function within organizations will need to react to these changes. And it will need to consider its roles, not only within the base calculation of taxes, but also in the areas of risk management, in the area of corporate governance, technology, and all of those specific skill sets that are going to be needed around these additional roles that tax needs to take in mind, take into account when looking at their functions within an organization.
Yeah, and tax can't resolve the challenges by itself. Tax cannot resolve ongoing challenges that are going to be put in front of it unless it is integrally involved in the strategic development of the business, as well as becoming involved in the government's data, technology processes, and people that are developed to align where business is intending to go. Without this in-depth involvement, it will be impossible for any tax department to achieve the fundamental objectives that are generally set for a tax department. Some of these objectives are, the taxes of organization are managed appropriately to affect, to achieve an effective and reduced ETR. So yeah, the tax department is operating efficiently and effectively and in such a way that from an organizational perspective, it is possible to ensure that an organization is paying its fair share of tax while simultaneously achieving its lowest possible ETR.
Absolutely. And I think all of the points that we've raised are really important for organizations to consider on an ongoing daily basis. To conclude around this, if we look at the tax function of tomorrow, it's going to need to master data intelligence in order to become an intelligent tax function. That is going to be fundamental in the world that we are going to live in the future. Beyond that, businesses really are going to have to strengthen their tax governance. They're going to have to increase their focus on tax data, and they really need to seek tax certainty as the internal and external pressures continue to mount within the world that we operate in. So, with tax becoming more real-time and transaction-based, tax functions should actively participate in the design and governance of financial systems to help achieve the data quality via the correct processing at the time that transactions take place. So that's really, where tax needs to become a vital strategic component of any organization's future strategic planning. So that really concludes our brief discussion around this topic. Hopefully, we've given some value and created some points for organizations to think about.
That was Conversations in Business with RSM. Experience the power of being understood. Experience RSM. Visit rsmza.co.za.